Hey, people, listen up. It's a fucking lockdown right now.
Come off it. We're not in a prison drama, are we?
We are in a prison drama. This is the fucking Shawshank Redemption, right? But with more tunneling through shit, no fucking redemption.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Sheriff, this is no time to panic. This is the perfect time to panic.
It's the end of the world.
I ain't going with you. I'll go with Child.
Hey, fuck you, Palmer!
I'm going with you!
Who says I want you going with me?
All right, cut the bullshit!
Because the whole world gone crazy!
Hey! Everybody calm the fuck down!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Holmes Movies Recommends. My name is Anders Holmes. I'm joined by Adam over in the United States of America.
Aloha.
How are you?
Fine.
Going well?
Yeah, I'm getting my... Getting
your vaccination.
Yeah, I said that on the last podcast as well, which reveals we did this in the same session. But anyway, I'm going today. I'm going to Palmer, Harry Palmer, to get my first shot.
Oh, nice. Which what are you? Is it Pfizer or Moderna?
It's actually it's my own brand. It's Dr. Pepper. They've come up with a special COVID shot just for me. No, it's Moderna.
Moderna. Okay, cool. Yeah,
the only way to fly.
The only way to fly. Nice. So,
what are you doing? What's up with you?
Yeah, I've been good. Recently was working on a short film that went. We have a little pickup day in May, which was really nice. We shot in a crocodile farm, which was interesting.
What?
Yeah, well, I've sent pictures of it to you.
Okay, so can I tell you something about the art of making podcasts?
Yes.
So it's okay for me to pretend that we haven't talked about this offline to make it more interesting for the listeners. Okay, fine. So I know all about this. So we can just breeze past your story about the crocodile farm. I was trying to make it interesting for the listeners.
Okay, fine. Okay, we shot in a crocodile zoo.
Really?
Bit like, not really Tiger King-esque, but, you know, close to that. It's really kind of cool. They had a bunch of, like, different type. They've bred 23 out of the 91 species of crocodiles.
They made a super crocodile, like in Jurassic World.
Yeah. But they did have one which was just huge, and like the guy who was running it, who did have a slight bite mark or scar of a bite mark on his arm because he went into like an enclosure and he didn't quite, because one of the crocodiles,
I'm getting live and let die vibes here.
No, but there was a bit when we were like, because in one of the sort of like viewing places there was like a crocodile who was like hiding in the water, and then he would just kind of sink and he would just disappear. So it's like, it kind of gives like, oh, wow, that's a really good way that they like sneak up on people. But I think he kind of forgot that the enclosure wasn't empty, or he was playing. It was a baby one that bit him, but it wasn't like one of the larger ones. But when it came to like the big fella, he said, don't lean your jumpers or jackets over the railings because he might try and bite it. And if he at any point looks like he is provoked, get out.
That seems like sensible advice.
It was very sensible advice. And they do have signs up.
Some raw chicken in your pockets just in case.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm the guy holding up a big boom. So I had to like, you know, don't want to give him something that he can like grab.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to get, well, that sounds exciting.
No, it was cool. It was a nice place. I think they were very happy to have us here and, you know, just give, you know, put
good, film, good publicity for the crocodile
good,
farm.
Good publicity for the crocodile farm. But it's been around for like 20 years.
In a crocodile farm?
It's a scene that takes place in the film. It's just
Of course, get that. But what kind of film takes place in a crocodile farm?
No, it's a short film where a guy...
Were you filming your Bond idea?
No, I wasn't filming my Bond idea.
Okay.
Also, I would like to know if anyone liked my Bond idea, because...
No one did, except George Lazenby. You can pitch it to him. He's on Twitter.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll check him out.
I think he is.
Yeah, but anyway, what am I going to be... Like, you recommended Uptight last time, didn't you?
Yes.
Cool. Well, the film that I am going to be recommending is it's a film noir.
Ooh.
It's directed by Edward Dimitrik.
Ooh.
And it stars Dick Powell.
I guess. Oh, all right. Yes. I know what this is.
It's the film Cornered, which is the film that they made after.
They did another one I haven't seen.
Yeah, they did. They made another film together.
Oh, I thought you were going to recommend Murder, My Sweet. I was getting all excited. Okay, so Cornered. Tell me about it.
No, it was the film that they did after Murder, My Sweet. It was the second teaming of the film. So it takes place at the end of World War II. Dick Powell plays Lawrence Gerard, a Canadian RCAF flyer, who returns to France to find out that his bride has been, who you know, has been killed by because she was a member of the French Resistance, and his father-in-law, you know, identifies a man called Marcel Jarnac, a Vichy collaborator, as the man who did it, and he basically goes on a mission to try and find out where Marcel Jarnac is, and you know, basically kill him. But everyone keeps saying to him that Marcel Jarnac is dead, and he died in 1943. But he's, you know, he doesn't believe that. So he's been very sort of, this guy's been very sort of careful about trying to find, you know, make sure that he has some, you know, no one knows what he looks like or knows where he is or thinks that he's dead. So Gerard finds like some evidence that shows that there is a Madame Jarnac in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And then he flies out there and he's met by a guy called Melchior Inska, who's a played by Walter Slezak, who looks a little bit like Peter Ustinov from Island of Lost Souls,
That's Charles Laughton, Dick.
Oh, sorry, Charles Laughton. Sorry, I get those two mixed up.
What is the law?
Yeah.
Are we not men?
Have you forgotten about the House of Pain? You made us.
Hi, Dougie.
Sorry, yeah, I was doing my Bela Lugosi impression. So yeah, he meets this guy just as he comes off the plane, and this guy already knows quite a bit about him, and he sort of like offers to help him, but then, you know, the Lawrence Gerard is just like, nah, I'm good. And he's trying to find, you know, evidence of Marcel Jarnac, and he finds out about all these, you know, he seems to get caught in some web of all these ex-Nazi sympathizers who are just hiding out in Buenos Aires, who are up to no good. You know, it's a little bit like complex, and there's a lot kind of going on. But
this film sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a very interesting film.
This film sounds right up my street.
I think it's a film that you would really like. It's very sort of, there's
it's
a
like
lot of
Nazis, film noir. I'm so into this.
Yeah, it's a very good film. It does have a very sort of convoluted storyline. There's a lot of sort of stuff going on. Like, there's some people who are out to get these people. They don't want Marcel Jarnac being killed, even if he is alive or anything like that. And he's involved with this woman who's pretending to be his wife. There's a moment of seduction, but Dick Powell, you know, he's still in love with his dead wife and all this other stuff. And there's some real, there's a bit of like,
love with his dead wife. It's a weird way of putting it.
But he also has PTSD, you know, because he was a POW, you know, person and prisoner. And, you know, there's a lot sort of going on, and it builds up to sort of, you know, big showdown in a warehouse, you know, shoot out and stuff like that. You know, in the typical.
Where did you see this film?
I have it on DVD.
Oh, you little sod. Okay.
It's one of those RKO DVD like box, like it was one of those like studio collection DVDs, I think. Yeah, it's an RKO picture, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely RKO if it's
maybe, yeah.
I need to get this time. Yeah, I'm putting it straight on my watch list. That sounds great. I love this. I love the look of this. Very much in my wheelhouse.
It's definitely a film that you would really like. And I mean, I would say Murder, My Sweet is a little bit better, but this film is still pretty good, and it has great...
I mean, Murder, My Sweet's one of the greatest film noirs of all time. You'd hope that it was... I mean, I could... Yeah, if this was better than Murder, My Sweet, it would be a serious...
Yeah, I think it's a really good, easygoing film noir, and it's got all the great aspects of it. And it's anyone who's a fan of film noir will definitely like it. And I think it's a film that you would definitely like.
Well, and Dick Powell's so interesting because he switched from doing musicals to being a tough guy, and he actually does it really well. I mean, I think his performance in Murder, My Sweet is just great. He's my favorite incarnation of Philip Marlowe, and that's just an absolute gold standard, I think, when it comes to the private detective genre and the style that becomes known as film noir. So, but we've talked about all of that on our film noir special, didn't we?
Yes, and you can check it out. And we also did review Murder, My Sweet for an old episode for a few years ago.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So if you're interested, go and look that up.
I don't think it's available. I don't think it's on our site at the moment, but I could probably re-release it. So if people want to check out
whatever, or they can do the film noir special. Well, if you haven't seen Murder, My Sweet,
definitely check it out.
That is an absolutely stonking good film. And I will check out Cornered as soon as I can steal the DVD off you.
Yes. Well, that's my recommendation of the day. Do check back to see what Adam will be recommending.
Yes, indeed. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye.